Brandy, you know, one of the things that I'm having to focus on these days is my appearance. And you know why?
Why is that?
Because I'm getting old, all right? I used to be young and tight-skinned and beautiful, doughy skin, and now I'm old. So we're having to work with fixing these crow's feet, you know, making the skin look like it used to. So in the spirit of self-care, I've started to use OneSkin. Have you heard about OneSkin?
I haven't. Why don't you tell me about it?
Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. See, that's what I need because I'm lazy. Their topical supplements make it super easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without extra steps. Now, I know you're saying, well, what's the secret? Well, let me tell you, OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. I've been using it as my daily skin regimen, and my face is looking so beautiful these days.
OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code YFT at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code YFT. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
All of the beautiful people say, hey, all of the beautiful people say, ah. What's up, YFTers? I just want you to know the dedication that we're dealing with here. I literally just got off a flight from Austin, drove straight to the studio, kissed my wife hello, made a weird chip and American cheese and pickle snack, and came straight to the studio because this show comes first, baby. We got to get her done. And it's like 6:45 in LA. That means it's 8:45 in Nashville, which means it's way too late for the brand eye. So she's going to be low energy. But don't you worry, folks. Your boy's here to take care of everything. Well, let's go ahead and call her, though, before she falls asleep. Let's call her up before she falls asleep. Let's call her up right now.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm tired.
Oh my God, it's 8:55 and Brandy's tired.
I've had a crazy past few days.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Okay, so Wednesday, I flew down to the Grand Caymans.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I was down in the islands for a couple of days. I had to work on Friday night. I had to like spin some tunes for the crew down there, but I went a day early so I could have like a day. So I had Thursday to chill, swam with some stingrays, got to hold some starfish. It was really quite lovely.
Cool.
And I really loved Grand Cayman. I thought it was much better than like the Bahamas, you know.
Okay.
Bahamas are very crowded, touristy. This was not. This felt very like local and much more laid back. Water's gorgeous, pretty warm, even like this time of year. Like I had such a great time, right? Like absolutely great trip until I tried to leave.
Okay.
Saturday, for some reason, the earliest flight out was at 2 p.m. and I had to fly to Nashville and play Nashville Saturday night. Okay. No direct flight, of course. So I was leaving at 2 p.m., stopping in Atlanta, and I was supposed to land in Nashville at 6:30 and play in Nashville at 11 p.m. So that's like a pretty good 5-hour cushion, you know? I was like, plenty of time for some like delays, whatever. I could still get there, you know, take a shower, like go play. Wake up on Saturday morning to a notification that my flight is delayed 3 hours.
Ooh, cutting it close.
Just for no reason. 3 hours. Well, not only did I cut it close, I was going to miss my layover in Atlanta. And all the other flights from Atlanta to Nashville were sold out. So I was SOL. So the only other flights to get me out were, of course, on American Airlines. So I had to purchase a whole new flight on American Airlines. Yeah. And the one I bought went through Miami. It was a little delayed. No, actually it wasn't. It went through Miami and on to Nashville. The minute I booked it, 5 minutes later, notification, delayed 3 hours.
Ugh.
Gonna miss the Miami connection. Mm-hmm. So fucked me on that. Then I was like, all right, there's this one through Charlotte and it's gonna get me in at like 9:30. So we're cutting it close, but still doable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been in the airport at this point. I was in the Cayman Airport from 11:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. because that flight got so delayed, it didn't take off until 5:30.
So you were there for 6 hours.
Literally 6 hours, and sat on the runway. They loaded us on the plane and sat us on the runway for an extra hour just for no reason. Wow. They said runway congestion. Okay, there's 8 gates in Cayman. So how congested could it be really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get us on the plane. Take us to Charlotte. And then, of course, the Charlotte to Nashville flight is also delayed.
Yeah.
And, of course, that I haven't eaten all day because I've been in the airport. No options for food unless you want Wendy's in the Cayman airport. And, of course, by the time I get to Charlotte, everything's closed because airport food.
So now you're hangry.
Oh, so bad. And I was just like, I was like starting to crash. It's one thing to be tired and having sat in the airports all day. It's another thing to have had no food. You know what I mean? But I was like, God, I got to push on. So I'm texting everybody. I'm like, I hope I make this show. Like, this is still delayed. Now it's saying I land in Nashville at 10:16. Fuck a shower. Guess I'll go gross. You know, like, guess I won't take a shower. You know, trying to like get all these people to like come get me and bring me clothes and all the things so I could just go straight to the venue. Finally get to Nashville at 10:22 p.m.
Plenty of time.
If only I was a guy. Mm. And then that would be plenty of time. You know, it must be fucking nice to be a guy and be able to just put on a cap and
I'm
a sweatshirt
not
roll on in.
I'm not on trial here. I've done nothing wrong. All right. Don't loop me into this.
Literally, this was going through my brain the whole time. I'm like, if only I was a male, this would be fine. This would totally be fine. But I'm not. And I'm expected to look hot on stage. So didn't shower. Actually met the loveliest, the one silver lining of this whole day, the loveliest flight attendant who was a YFTer.
Oh, nice.
And she was so nice and so cute. And I was like, hey, do you think it'd be okay if I like did my makeup in the airport, in the airplane bathroom and like just knock if someone needs to use it? And she was like, oh, go right ahead. We'll just make everyone go to the back.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Well, how long does that take?
It took me like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's a normal length of a shit. So that's fine. You know?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone go into the airplane bathroom for longer than like 2 minutes. Everyone wants out of there like immediately, you know?
Unless you got to take a grumper.
I guess so. So anyway, I did my makeup in the bathroom, which actually the lighting in the bathroom on the American Airlines airplane was pretty good for plucking my eyebrows. Like, you know, how some lights, like you can really see everything and other lights you can't. I could really see everything. So I was like, oh, I'll just give my brows a quick tweeze. Got off the plane. My friend Kirsten picked me up. I changed clothes in the car and I was 15 minutes late to my set, but I made it.
Nice. That's a really hard story to relate to because it starts out with you being in the Cayman Islands.
For work.
Whatever. Why didn't you just not book a show that night on the way
because
back?
Because I need the money, honey.
Because
here's what frustrates me. Okay. Here's what frustrates me about the whole flying situation. I've left out a lot of cliff notes, like subtext in this story. And let me just say, like, along the way, I showed up at the airport. There were two flights that were leaving within an hour, you know, that I could have made. And they were like, sorry, that flight's closed. Like, they wouldn't put me on the flight.
Yeah.
Even though I went through security and went to the gates and those flights hadn't even started boarding yet. And there were empty seats on them and they wouldn't let me on. And then also the thing about the Caymans, first of all, I was forced to check my bag, even though I normally would not do that because I'm such a professional. Like, I've got TSA, I've got all the things, and I've got like all my carry-on stuff down to a science. But the Caymans are a UK territory. Mm-hmm. So it's like, have you been through the London Heathrow Airport?
I think so, yes.
They are such fucking narcs about your liquids. They take every, like, even if it's like a gel, even if it's like a lip gloss, they count that as a liquid. And if it doesn't fit in one tiny little plastic bag, they throw it away or make you go all the way back and check it in. Every time I've gone through London Heathrow, it's been a complete nightmare. And I'm sorry, some of my shit's expensive. I don't want to just toss it. So they made me check my bag. And then I get up to the gate and I'm like, all right, there's this flight that's about to board and there's empty seats on it. Can I please get on this flight? And they're like, well, did you check a bag? And I was like, yeah, you guys fucking made me and say like that. But like, yeah. And they're like, well, you know, since this is international, you can't travel without your bag. I don't care about the bag. I'll get it when I get it. And he was like, no, it won't leave if you leave first.
Got it.
So that I just stand there and like watch these people get on this flight that would have gotten me there on time. So it just frustrates me when like a day that didn't have to be shitty was shitty because people wouldn't just put me on the flight.
Well, you don't have to say to that. Oh, suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick. Suck a dick, sucker, yeah. Use your small dick. Still, though, you're in the Caymans, so I have a kind of like little sympathy for you.
It's taken me until now to feel somewhat revived.
I had a crazy couple of days, but I'm not a complainer, you know? I'm just...
Yes, you are.
I'm just happy to be around and alive. We went to the night before the Oscars party, which Ooh. Was fun and star-studded. Myself and Sarah and Brian Bumgardner, Kevin from The Office, and his wife, we closed that bitch down. Also, This tends to happen to me a lot, and if I had enough to drink, I'll, like, acquiesce. But usually people are like, aren't you going to make the drinks? It always is that joke. And usually I'm like, not today, pal. And then for some reason I was like, you know what? At the Oscars, I will make the drinks. So I just started making drinks for people, which has got to be illegal.
Yeah.
But, you know, those celebrities, they get away with everything. So anyways, we did that. And then we got home at like, I don't know, midnight, went to bed, woke up at 5 a.m, but really it was 4 a.m. because of the time change. Went to the airport, jumped on a Southwest flight, flew to South by Southwest in Austin, got off the plane, slept for like 2 hours at the hotel room, then went to this iHeart dinner that myself and Taylor Florence were hosting. Then the Black Keys performed, which was...
Saw that on your story.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Then went out, went to the Continental, got drunk. And then this morning, I walked over to Terry Black's.
So fucking good.
You know, it was a little dry today. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
You know.
Not a complainer, huh?
Listen, if you're going to be the best barbecue place in Austin, I expect my brisket to be fucking moist. You know, just. And it wasn't. But anyways, we had a great time. Or I had a great time. I literally just landed and I raced back home and kissed my wife on the lips. And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. You want to start the show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it me or you?
I think it's you.
Okay. Bros and hoes, you're listening to a complainer in Brandy and someone who looks at the bright side of the road in Wells on your favorite podcast, which is called Your Favorite Thing Podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Yeah, I don't know. I fucked it up.
You did. It wasn't great.
You want to try again?
No.
Let's try again.
No, we did it.
We did it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/favorite thing and get on your way to being your best self.
You guys know because we've talked about it before, but Wells and I have both benefited from therapy in the past. I think it's such a great tool, and BetterHelp makes it super easy and accessible for everybody. So if you're thinking of trying therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which is so convenient. It's flexible and suited to your schedule. So you just go online and you fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist that's right for you. And what's super cool is you can actually switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/favorite thing today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/favorite thing.
All right, you guys have heard me rave before about Skims. I have been wearing Skims now for years. They are my go-to for underwear. It started out with me loving their Fits Everybody collection. And if you guys aren't familiar, they truly make the butteriest underwear. It's so comfortable. It goes well under everything. And I loved that collection so much that I had to try their new cotton loungewear collection. I am such a sucker for basics. I just live in basics. And they have some really great ones for you guys to check out. I love the cotton t-shirt from Skims. I think we talked about cotton earlier in this episode. Truly, it's one of my favorite t-shirts. I just grab it, put it with my favorite pair of jeans, throw on some accessories and a statement coat, and I have a great outfit with just some super simple basics. So if you guys are looking for any of that, highly recommend that you check out Skims. I'm also loving the cotton rib boxer shorts to wear around the house. And sometimes I even just throw a sweatshirt over and leave the house to run errands in them.
Believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The cotton collection and more are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you missed the big news, Skims reinvented underwear for women, and they are now doing it for men. That's what's up. Also available at skims.com. I need some Skims.
I love South by Southwest.
I mean, it's fine.
It's one of my favorite festivals. I love it.
It's just like really inundates that city, you know? And it's kind of like a shit show there.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I saw one show and it was one of my favorite bands, so that was great. And then I got the hell out of there. So I have no complaints at all. But I do love Austin. I like that they're keeping it weird over there.
They are.
Do you want to talk Bachelor or do you want to talk Love is Blind?
Can we start with the Oscars, actually?
Okay, I didn't watch them, but I know what happened. I was hosting an event.
Did you at least see the I'm Just Ken performance?
No, but I know it was good.
It was so fucking great. Like, what can't Ryan Gosling do? That's my question. Like,
win an Oscar.
Well, I don't know that he should. I mean, I don't know that he should have won it for this necessarily. But come on. For a guy that's not a singer to get up there and do a performance like that and actually sing and fucking crush, like, I was impressed. Ryan Gosling, he's an icon.
First of all, how do you know he's not a singer?
Well, I know he's like, he did La La Land, which had some singing, but like, he's just not like a singer. I wouldn't call Ryan Gosling a singer. You know what I mean?
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club, for Christ's sake. Here's the thing. All these actors, even though like the heartthrobs and the cool guys, whatever, they were all musical theater nerds as kids.
Yeah.
They were all singers.
I mean, yeah, but like not. Like, it's just not, he's just not very experienced in it. And like, I guess you don't know how it is, but like to be on stage like that in such a big production and with the in-ears and like, it's just a lot for somebody that's not used to that. And I was just so impressed.
Yeah. So he was great.
I'm just kidding. And like Mark Ronson fucking crushed with that song too. Like, yeah. Genius.
I saw a Billie Eilish one as well for that movie, which is great. I saw her speech and she didn't thank her brother, which I think she should because her brother kind of writes all her shit. Let's be honest.
Did he not go up there with her?
I don't know.
Usually they go together.
You're the one who watched it. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the highlights.
I saw Robert Downey Jr. finally made it. Happy for him. Kind of called that.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel took a hard dig at him in his opening monologue.
I heard about that. Was very, very surprised that, is it Lily Gladstone? From
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Did not win. Emma Stone did. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah, I agree.
But
it was also a shocker to her.
Yeah. I think it was a shocker to everybody. Everyone was like, of course she's going to win this. It's an amazing Scorsese film.
Did you watch Poor Things?
No, I haven't. Well, I need to watch it.
I'm just kidding. That song gets stuck in my head so bad.
Wow.
Really good.
I never saw the movie.
Like, the lyrics are so freaking genius.
I never saw the movie. I watched my wife watch it next to me on a plane, and I thought to myself,
It's not for me. You don't need to watch the whole movie.
No.
You should watch the scene where he does I'm Just Ken.
Okay.
Because just the lyrics and the story and the scene is good.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about Love is Blind.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
And I have a complaint.
Oh, funny.
What?
I'm not a complainer. You can't start the episode by saying I'm not a complainer and then have two complaints in the first 5 minutes.
What I'm complaining about is...
It's complaining.
Okay, fine. You're right, I guess.
No.
But I'm not complaining about my life, all right? I'm not complaining about being in the Caymans.
Well, let's hear your complaints.
Okay. I've made the joke that the show shouldn't be called Love is Blind. The show should be called Watch This Person Get Left at the Altar. Yeah. That's really what the show is. And I do feel like this show is disingenuous. And it tries to do this whole, like, switcheroo. It makes you think that, like, you're watching something that you really aren't. But you really are just watching a couple not get married at the end. Yes, of course, there are some that work, right? And I don't know everyone's names, but I got kind of upset because I kind of made a dig at it on my, like, TikTok about, like, why are we pretending to be, like, Nick Lachey and being like, why are we still doing this show? Like, we know Love Isn't Blind. Like, it's not. And, like, oh, the ratings are great? Oh, okay. Well, let's just keep doing it. And people, like, came in the comments and was like, what are you talking about? That's exactly what Bachelor is and Bachelor in Paradise is. And, like, you guys don't think that's going to work. And here's my complaint about it. I can really only speak for Bachelor in Paradise. We want there to be success. The show is like considered a success or a failure if people get engaged on Bachelor in Paradise. It's like the barometer for the success, like aside from like ratings. And so for you to say that we don't want that, that's crazy. Like we are all rooting for it. Like everyone is trying to get these people to get engaged and get married and have kids on the show. And that's not the case for Love is Blind. What they want is they want someone to be embarrassed in front of a lot of people. And what frustrates me about that show is you really only get like one shot at getting married for the first time. Thankfully, that one couple did get married. The girl who's like got a Puerto Rican father and like a Spanish mother. And you have this like really wonderful scene of like the Puerto Rican father seeing the daughter and crying and like giving them advice and everything. And I was thinking about it, like it would be so fucked up if someone doesn't say yes and totally ruins that thing. Because no one's ever been to a wedding where they think it's not going to happen.
No, I know.
Is it AD and the other guy who like we all saw from a mile away was Clay?
Yeah.
That guy, you knew what he was going to do.
I know.
There's even a clip. Did you see the clip where they're like.
Where he's saying he says no. Something?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they telling them behind the scenes? What are they saying to Clay that makes him think it's okay to like have this wedding and walk down the aisle just to tell her no?
Yeah, I don't know like what the mental gymnastics the producers have to do to like, I don't even know if it's contractual, and maybe it is. I'd love to see what that contract looks like.
But then how come Clingy Girl and Dorky Guy didn't have to do it? You
yeah,
know?
I agree. Like, I think it's a fucked up, if you really care for someone, you wouldn't like put them through that.
Like, you have to be a pretty shitty person, I think, to do what that guy did to AD.
I agree. And I mean,
she was fucking crushed.
There is a part of like, everyone wants to be famous on these things, for sure. Mm-hmm. You can't discredit that. I assume that there's a like, I want to be on TV as much as possible. If I was his producer, I'd be like, it would be crazy if you guys got married. Like, you just met, right? And like, you can date afterwards. So just make sure what you say to her up there, like, makes it be known that, you know, you want to work on yourself, you want to work on the relationship, and like, you, she deserves a better wedding, whatever it is. And I'm sure he's like, yeah, I can do this. But at the end of the day, like, it's just a fucked up thing. And it's also a fucked up, it's, I think the problem is like, yeah, like on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, like it could be a little bit mean-spirited, but I think at the end of the day, it really is trying to like have these people find love. They had AD go first because they knew she was going to say yes.
I know.
And they knew how crushing it would be when he says no next. That's another level of like, ooh, I don't know about that.
I agree. Problem is, it is good TV.
Yeah.
Which is why they keep doing it, right? I mean.
Totally. And I'm like totally enthralled with it. I think that I've done this now every time I've watched the show, I get angry at the end of it where I'm like, this is what, because this is what your show is. And it's fucking mean to these people. I saw that Jimmy and Chelsea are together though. They've been like papped in like Florida together.
They're stupid. They should not be together.
They should not.
They should not.
And then I saw that Jess is with that hairy guy from Too Hot to Handle.
Harry Jowsey?
The tall guy. Yeah, Harry Jowsey.
She's with Harry Jowsey?
They were caught like...
What?
Canoodling in the surf.
Really?
And you know, that guy is like the poor man's Pete Davidson. He's like the reality TV Pete Davidson. Like he's like...
Okay.
He's like fucking so many reality stars where you're like, how are you doing this?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is he just came out with a podcast.
Of course he did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I saw that. So, you know, they're doing
interesting.
Great. Yeah.
I'm excited about the reunion. I think the reunion will be better than this last episode was.
Yeah, all I got to say is Netflix, you better make sure that if this thing's live, that you have the bandwidth to be able to support all of us watching. Okay?
I know.
We can't.
I don't think it is live because I think Blake and G and Nino were there.
Oh, really?
And it's already filmed and that it doesn't come out until next week.
Pivot over to The Bachelor. We're going to be an episode late here. Sorry, guys. But Maria going home.
See you later.
Can you believe it? I can too. Okay, so there's a part of me, I've got a couple theories here.
Okay.
I love Maria. Fully team Maria to be the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Us Weekly, you could pull that quote if you want.
Oh, great.
Listen, I think that he does have a very strong connection with her, but I think that he's like kind of fed up with like the antics of her. The whole thing of like, I might leave, and I think he was just like, whatever. And I don't know this for a fact. I never talked to him about this, but this is my thought. I think one of the reasons why he sent her home is so he doesn't have a fantasy suite with her.
I could see that.
Not to say that she's a flat foot floozy over here, but I do think that like she's like
what?
A flat foot floozy.
I haven't heard that before.
She's very sexual. Mm-hmm. And I could see him like not being able to like not go to Pound Town in Thailand. And then it's like a fucked up thing of like,
well, then you're in a Clayton situation,
yeah,
right?
I know. Which yeah. I think is ridiculous. I have been very against anyone knowing what happens. The reason why you kick the producers and the camera guys out is so you don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. I think that there should be some class there, you know? There should mm-hmm. be some discretion. And yeah. you should get to fuck all of them.
No. No.
You get to fuck them all. It's your little prize for doing
okay,
this.
Okay, you have to cut all of it.
Why? Why?
Guys.
I agree for both the Bachelorette and the Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
That's your little prize that you get to go to.
No.
It's a nice little treat.
Nope. It's not. That's not how it is.
Well, it could be.
Nope.
If I was in charge, if all those bachelors and bachelorette knew that their secret was safe with me, and it was discretion was the name of the game. Anyways, I hope Maria is the bachelorette.
It could happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go through it. If he chooses Daisy, then it's Maria. Mm-hmm. If he chooses Kelsey, then it's a toss up. If he chooses mm-hmm. Rachel, toss up.
I really like Rachel.
I like her too. I just don't see the chemistry that he has with her in comparison.
Same.
I do think that he probably asks every father for their blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny that they only showed him doing it to Maria's dad.
I know.
Dad tells her and she's like, you're not supposed to tell me that.
I almost feel like in that moment, that was kind of the first time that maybe she realized how serious this was and how much Joey liked her. For her to get to the end of that night and not say, I love you, was pretty fucking crazy. Because I really feel like she was like super touched by the fact that he asked. You know what I mean? Like she was so emotional. And then like for me, like, I mean, the look on Joey's face when he was waiting for her to say it and then she doesn't. To me, that was when he decided that she was going to go home.
I agree. And I think
even though she pulled him, like, didn't matter. He'd already made his mind up.
Yeah. What is he going to do?
Yeah. She fucked it up.
She did. Or she didn't, because she might be the bachelorette.
Right. I honestly think that would be for the best, because I don't know. I think she and Joey have fun and have a lot of sexual chemistry, but I just feel like in the long run, maybe not the most compatible.
I don't really care about that. I just,
of course not. Lord.
I obviously
don't really
like,
care about that.
I like spicy women, though. Like, I like some.
Yeah, but I don't think Joey needs that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there's a big difference between Joey and myself.
Yes, very
sure.
big difference. Yeah. You need someone that puts you in check. Joey's too fragile.
Yeah. We gotta protect him like a baby bird.
Sweet little softy.
Yeah.
Being a baby bird.
Okay.
Are you on the side of TikTok that shows the eagles that are nesting in Big Bear and their three eggs?
No.
Okay, there's these eagles, these bald eagles in Big Bear. And they've been like sitting on these eggs through like crazy winter weather. Like I don't, there's, I guess, wildlife cams that show the live feed 24/7.
Oh, Big
and there's
Bear
people on
Eagle
TikTok.
Cam.
There are people on TikTok that are religiously following these eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been following along for like weeks now. Shadow and Jackie and Shadow are the eagles.
Okay.
Apparently people have been following them for a long time and they're just like in love and like the sweetest little eagle pair. And then finally laid these three eggs and, you know, bald eagles are endangered. And like, I guess these eggs just don't come around very often apparently. Mm. And not only do they not come around as often, it's like sometimes they have eggs and then they just don't hatch and whatnot. And so like, I've been following this. Everyone's been rooting for these eagles and like to watch them through these winds and snow and ice, like sitting on these eggs and just so diligent. And they take turns swapping shifts and getting each other food. And it's just so fucking sweet. And now they're saying that the eggs been too many days. And they're mm-hmm. saying that the science says if the eggs don't hatch within X amount of days, then they're probably not going to hatch. And now I'm fucking devastated because I've been watching these eagles for weeks now.
Yeah, it's not looking good. This is what
it's really fucking sad. Like watching them sit there and like freeze to death to like keep
they're
these eggs warm. And then they don't
freeze to death.
And then they don't even hatch. If you had seen the live stream of them out in the snow and the wind, and it just like looked so fucking crazy, and they don't even get their little eggs to hatch. I'm crushed.
Wildlife watchers keeping tabs on bald eagle couple Jackie and Shadow are worried about their three eggs, the first of which should have hatched by now, but hasn't.
Telling you, I'm invested.
Oh my goodness.
I know my shit.
Whatever happened to the stingray?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
It says she's set to give birth, but hasn't yet. Okay. I'm waiting for the Jesus stingray. You know?
Yeah. I wish Jesus would help out the eagles.
Yeah, Jesus. What's going on? You only care about stingrays? You don't care about bald eagles? And don't you know, Jesus, that's the symbol of our country. All right?
True.
That's an eagle cry. The sound of freedom, Jesus. Where are you?
Oh.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You got some faith things, bro, or what's going on?
Wait, have you started Constellation?
Yes.
How far in are you?
I think only like a couple episodes. It's very good, though, and I like it, but I still have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I'm caught up now, so I'm on like episode five, maybe. Okay. And it's starting to lose me a little bit.
No.
It's starting to get a little too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it when she was in space. I thought that was cool.
Right? That part was super cool.
Very cool. And her, like, figuring out how to come back was very cool. And I'm excited to see what this, like, blue goo is. Blue goo. Alien jizz. That's what I think it is.
I'm just confused about... Okay, so, like... From what I can tell, it's kind of what I said last week. Like, right, like, there's this multiverse and there's different... It's like the book Dark Matter. It's like there's different versions of you.
Yeah.
Like, in one universe, in one, you know, dimension, she survived that and got home. In another one, she died up in space. Blah, 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 blah. And so from what I can understand, right, like, when you see the old guy with the glasses, his name's, like, Harry.
Yeah.
You know, but then he's got this twin brother. Twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
Named something else, and they're the same person, clearly. Yeah. This is like one guy's in one dimension and one guy's, you know, in the other, and it's just different. But okay, and they both went to space, so this makes sense to me. I'm like, in space, somehow your universes, your dimensions, they get confused.
Yeah.
But what about Alice, the little girl? Why are there two of her, and why is she getting, why can she see things? She didn't go to space. This is my one big hang up on this. It's like, this is all making sense to me except for the girl.
I don't know. I need to watch more of it to give you a real opinion, but I do like it. I think it's a good show.
Yeah, I do too. I hope they like reel it in a little bit though. It's getting a little,
yeah,
a little something.
I finally started watching Traitors. So many YFTers have been begging me to watch Traitors because I do love the challenge. We know that. I started watching season two, and I gotta say, it's really good. It's very fun, but it's a lot like the challenge, except like the challenges aren't as like physically demanding, you know?
Okay.
But no, it's really good. Pilot Pete's like really good at this game.
Pilot Pete's on it?
Pilot Pete's on it. Bergie is on it from Love Island, USA.
Wow.
Michael Jordan's son is on it, and also his girlfriend, which is Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. What?
Wait.
Yeah, try to absorb that information.
Michael Jordan's son.
Yes.
Is married.
Is dating, I think.
Is dating.
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
What's the age gap there?
Big, large.
Fascinating.
And gross. I imagine Scottie Pippen doesn't love any of this. I imagine Michael Jordan thinks it's pretty funny. Yeah, Johnny Bananas is on it.
And he's on every show.
He's on everything. We can't
what the hell?
CT's on it. Anyways,
why can't you go on this?
Probably could.
Should you? Might help you out a little.
I know.
Get a little screen time.
But here's the thing, though. Like being a reality TV person on this show, because I've been thinking about it, like, how would you go about this show? You got to kind of fly under the radar. And flying under the radar is very hard for reality TV people to do because they are always like the fucking loudest people in the room, you know?
That's true.
Like, it's like Real Housewives people and like Johnny Bananas and Shaws of Sunset. Like, it's all these like crazy reality TV people. But like in a game like that where you're like trying to like have like people kind of leave you alone, it's tough. Mm. So anyways, I'm only a couple episodes in, but I like it. Good recommendation, YFTers.
I feel like I watched something else new, and now I can't remember what it is.
Wow, if only you...
took notes?
Took some notes for the show.
What was it?
I watched a pretty crazy documentary called The Octopus Murders. Have you seen that?
I've heard of it.
Oh my God. It's on Netflix. Follows a journalist who has a mysterious death while probing an alleged conspiracy called The Octopus, linking spy software theft, unsolved murders, and major 20th century scandals. American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. It's pretty crazy. It kind of starts in like the early 80s, like in the beginning of like the internet and computers. And this guy makes this program to basically make it so all the police stations can be kind of like connected. So like they can be like, we're looking for, you know, a white male who's been known to be a peeping Tom. And like then they can go find it like other places that that person has been like arrested, like people like that have been arrested. And, you know, the government like really likes this technology and then kind of steals it and like fucks the guy who made it. And he's like owed like millions of dollars. And they're like, we're the government. We're just going to take this. So then that happens. And you're like, that's kind of messed up. And then all of a sudden you realize that Ronald Reagan is involved. President Bush, the first one, when he was like head of the CIA, he's involved. And this journalist gets murdered. And like right before he gets murdered, he's like, if anything happens to me, I did not want to die. Just so you know, like he knows he's about to get whacked off and then gets whacked off. Anyways, it just makes you think, wow, this country's kind of fucked up sometimes, you know?
Mm.
You know?
Very true.
But then you're like, I don't know if I believe any of that. You know, it's one of those.
Mm.
But yeah, Octopus Murders. Check it out.
There is a new Netflix series. I haven't started yet.
Mm, great.
But I'm very excited about it. It's the one with Theo James. Have you seen that at all?
No.
Is it called The Gentleman?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's based off of the movie The Gentleman.
That's what I figured. Why do they keep doing that? Why can't they just make some original shit?
Because no one fucking writes new shit anymore.
So annoying. But I'm going to watch it anyway because it's Theo James.
Annie Horniman inherits a family estate, initially unaware it's home to a drug empire run by a syndicate that has no plans to vacate. A new class of criminal, The Gentleman, a Guy Ritchie series. Yeah, that does look pretty good. The other one that looks pretty good that I want to start watching is Three Body Problem.
What's that?
What's it going to be? It's on Netflix. It's coming out March 21st. I read the book, so I'm really interested to see how they're going to do this. A fateful decision made in 1960s China reverberates in the present, where a group of scientists partner with a detective to confront an existential planetary threat. Three Body Problem. From the creators of Game of Thrones on Netflix, March 21st.
Okay.
Very excited about that. I told you that I watched Wednesday and that I loved it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I do, as an Adams, have a problem with the show. And I don't think I ever...
Would you call it a complaint?
I would call this a complaint, okay? And I realized what I didn't love about what they did. I'm okay with them making everyone in the Adams family... like Latino. It's like all Mexican actors, right?
Okay.
I'm fine with that, even though the original Adams were from Spain.
Okay.
Just saying, okay? Right. As an Adams, I know the history of the Adams family.
Okay.
They make Gomez not a heartthrob, debonair guy.
Mm.
They have Morticia being played by Catherine Zeta-Jones, one of the sexiest women ever, okay? Mm-hmm. And that totally embodies Morticia is on the show.
Okay.
And then they have Gomez. They have him played by Luis Guzman, who is a great actor, but he's not this debonair, sexy guy. Like, and it really bothers me. Why did you do that? Raul Julia, who was like the original one.
Yeah.
He passed away like right after the movie came out, you know? And that's why Angela Houston, I guess they approached her to be in Wednesday, and she said she wouldn't because she said she won't do it without her Gomez, which I totally get. It's the only thing that really upsets me about that show because I really like it.
Okay.
But as an Adams, Gomez is handsome. Mm-hmm. He's a lady killer. He's not a fat, short guy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I said what I said, and I'm saying it with my chest. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
I have a book.
Oh, please do tell, because it's taken me a long time to get through Fourth Wing's second book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just long.
You're not loving?
I love it. It's just long.
Oh, this book is called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you heard of it? We talked about this.
Because my friend Kirsten had read it.
Yeah, and it's on my list.
It's really good. The thing is, like, I'm maybe like a third of the way through it. I really like it, and it's really good. If I sat here and told you what it was about, it doesn't really sound like anything amazing.
Yeah.
But it's about these two kids who meet in a hospital. One of them's like a patient in the hospital, and the other one's sister's a patient in the hospital, and they meet. Basically, long story short, is they create a video game.
Yeah.
I guess like the plot really is just like their stories, and like you follow them from like when they were super young and met in that hospital, right, and through college and whatnot. The boy is like a super nerdy, like doesn't really have friends. He hurts his foot and like can't really walk properly, like even as an adult. And I think when he meets the girl, he thinks that she's super popular and she's very pretty, you know what I mean? But like really, she also is just a nerd and doesn't really have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just the dynamic of their relationship and them creating this video game together. I'm not doing it justice because it doesn't really sound like much, but the book's really, really good.
Okay.
I think you should read it.
I'm going to. It's next on my list, actually.
Yeah. I do think you'll like it.
Yeah. You and I have both disagreed at this ad nauseum about Austin Butler and his voice.
Oh.
And then you said something that like Tish was like, I remember when he was on Hannah Montana.
Tish said on Hannah Montana that he did not have the accent.
She said that his voice was like it is now. Like he didn't change it for Elvis.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah. She was saying that he's always sounded that way.
Yeah. 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 And I was like, I met the guy. He did not sound like that when I met him. I found a video.
Do you feel like he just went through puberty?
No,
and like
I met him when he was like 25.
Okay.
Like you got to be kidding. Like, if he went through puberty, Occam's razor. What's more realistic that a man in his mid-20s, voice naturally changed, or when he went to play Elvis, changed his voice to sound like Elvis, and then never dropped it?
Hmm.
I mean, I feel like the second one.
Have you seen Dune?
No, have you?
No. I never watch the first one, did you?
I watched the first one. It's beautiful. It's just long.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel like, I don't know why. I think I turned it on one day, the first one, and just wasn't invested.
Yeah.
But like the freaking Gen Zers, they fucking love it. It's crazy. I just kind of want to watch Dune 2 just to see what he sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, here's proof.
Okay.
That Austin Butler changed his voice and it's weird.
It's not.
It's very weird. It's okay. We can.
Poor Austin.
If of all the people in the world, Austin Butler is the least person who needs sympathy. Okay.
People just need to like chill though on this harassment over his voice.
Dude, just talk with your normal voice, guy.
He spent so long being so dedicated to the Elvis role. I'm sure it's not easy.
Brandy.
And he fucking crushed Elvis, so I say it was worth it. Didn't he get an Oscar for it?
No. I don't think so. Brandy, he's an actor.
I know.
Your sister's an actress.
Yeah.
She doesn't keep using the same like voice that she like does for a role.
But she's never had to do a very specific voice like that either.
I'm not going to win this argument with you. I think it's weird. And here's proof that he definitely didn't used to sound like this.
I literally heard the day that everybody else heard, because I got a text About a minute after, I got a call from my agent.
It's not just one voice about us. His voice changed so much.
I love him.
When you live with something for 2 years and you do nothing else, I think you can't.
When you live with something for 2 years, well, you know, it's hard to change.
I'm Team Austin. I still love him. I love actor Austin, okay?
That's fine.
Haven't seen him since Zoe 101, but
yeah,
I love the actor Austin.
All right. We do have some calls.
Oh, well, I love some calls.
I know. And I actually listened to some of these. They're pretty great. This one's entitled Do Better, Brandy, which I love that.
It's not going to happen.
I love that.
Hey, guys. I mean, hey. Love you very much, but love also you. F you very much for not reading DMs. I mean, I know you're big time now, but don't forget the little no blue check nobodies that got you going.
What?
Anyhow, I just wanted to
kind
of reach out to Brandy. This whole, like, guys are trash, guys are garbage. I mean, what are you manifesting? Do you want to be with someone? I mean, if you just want to, like, you know, go single and F off guys, go for it. But it seems like you kind of want a relationship. So you should stop manifesting that guys are garbage. Just saying. Just looking out for my girl. That's all.
She's got a point there.
I mean, I guess. I wouldn't call it manifesting. I'm just like calling it how like I see it, really.
Yeah.
And to be honest, my life is better when I'm single than it ever has been in a relationship, if I'm truly honest.
Well, you're
so
the right person
if this
yet.
Is my fate, then so be it. Because life's pretty fucking great right now. I gotta say.
Except flying back from the Caymans.
Except for the flight to the Caymans. Okay, but like big picture here. Life's pretty fucking good.
Garbage.
They are garbage. Men Love is Blind garbage. Is a prime fucking example. trash clay.
Oh, you know, you got therapized right there and you didn't want to accept it. You know?
No.
You didn't want to. And I agree with her. I think that like energy attracts like energy. And if you're always seeing that you're only seeing fucking garbage men, then you're only seeing garbage men.
Or are there only garbage men?
No, I'm here. Look at me.
Yep. Available.
Surely.
Pretty sure all that's left is the trash.
This is called Tour.
Hi, this is Sarah calling in.
Hey, Sarah.
I love the voicemail prompt. You guys are so funny. Love your podcast.
Thank you.
Every week. Was wondering if you guys have talked any more about taking the podcast on the road.
No.
Would love to see you guys do a live podcast. I am in Tampa, and it's really fun here, so
Tampa.
I hope you want to come. So throwing it out there. Hope you guys are having a great day, and I'll be listening again this week. All right, bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Tampa is kind of fun.
Tampa is great. Let's do a tour.
We talked recently about some potential things.
I'm down.
It's still in the conversation, okay?
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
This one's entitled Dink. Do you know what a dink is?
No.
I thought it was a sexual thing, but I don't think that's what it is.
I know, like, when people use the word dinky.
What does that mean?
Small, right?
Yeah. Anyways, here's this one's entitled Dink.
Okay. Hello, Wells and Brandy.
Yo.
My name's Amanda, and I am just telling you my favorite thing. I'm a dink. Hello, dinks.
What's a dink?
Like, we don't have kids.
Oh.
Anyways, we just went for, like, literally did laser tag. I'm almost 40, and we did laser tag, and we went bowling with fellow.
The way that she says laser tag.
Tag.
Laser tag. She's got to be Canadian. I love her. So, I love her so much.
Tag, and we went bowling with fellow dinks. It was amazing. And so I want to awesomize dinks.
Okay.
Because I think that's freaking amazing. But also at the same time, my husband got so drunk. My husband is my freaking child. So, Wells, are you Sarah's child? Because it is hard taking someone home when they are so special. Anyways.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I love you guys. Love your podcast.
Thank you.
But dinks is where it winks. Bye.
Wow. She's got a slogan for it.
So a dink is somebody with no kids?
Dual income, no kids.
I love that.
Yeah. A slang phrase for a household in which there are two incomes and no children.
That's my dream.
Yeah, I you know, I used to want to have kids, but that's laser tag at 40? Pretty fucking awesome. And it also
sounds pretty great.
To answer your question, we are both each other's children. Sometimes Sarah gets a little loosey-goosey, and your boy has to take care.
I could see it.
I would say that I think it's a 50-50 split on that.
I could see that.
Yeah. That's one of the best things about being married, is that you have someone who's like, you're too drunk. We got to get you out of here. Thank you. I know I am.
That's funny.
Last one. This one's called Nevada or Nevada. Who knows?
Who knows?
I assume maybe this person does.
Hopefully.
It's Nevada, not Nevada.
Thank you.
I've lived here my whole life. Not rich and definitely not poor. Still Nevada. Okay. Bye. Love you guys.
Well, I have to post a video relatively soon where I say Nevada like an idiot. So there's no changing it. I apologize to all the Nevadans.
Nevada. Nevada.
It sounded classier. Nevada. 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 I don't know.
Are you going to vacation in Nevada?
Doesn't Nevada just sound kind of nice? Like somewhere exotic?
Nevada.
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 Nevada. You know, every couple of years they come out with like some new drug and you're like, I feel like this is going to be bad for people.
Like a party drug?
No, just like
or like an Ozempic.
That's what it gets you. But
is this where you're going?
Just listen to the story. Just let me get it out and then you'll know where I'm going with it. Like
but I'm already there.
I know. Like Juuls. I feel like that's going to turn out to be much worse than what cigarettes were in like 30 years and be
They've already kind of said that, right?
I don't know. Anyways, but Ozempic, everyone's doing it, and I'm like, I don't know.
Everyone.
I'm not sure about this. And have you heard the new thing that all these people who couldn't get pregnant are now getting pregnant, and they think it's because of Ozempic?
We have to cut this, but one of my best friends got pregnant and was taking Ozempic.
I'm telling you, man. Why do we have to cut it? You didn't say the person's name.
I guess not.
I want to keep
Okay, but is this a bad thing?
I don't know. I just saw that and I was like, that's bonkers.
There are so many people taking Ozempic. It's crazy.
Just drugs like lowering your A1C3 or whatever whatever thing it was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And then it makes you skinny. And now it's getting people knocked up.
Well, what's interesting is people are taking it to get skinny and then they get pregnant and then they get fat.
Exactly.
So it was all for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going to tell me about a new recreational drug.
No. I don't really like drugs. No judgment. I don't know. You got any new drugs?
No.
I tell you what drug I wish they'd make. I wish they'd make a drug that made you feel a little bit drunk, but then you didn't be hung over the next day.
That would be genius.
That would be nice. Make that one, guys. Mm-hmm. Just like a little pill.
Or just a pill that takes away your hangover.
That too.
That'd be nice.
But also, alcohol is such it's empty calories, man.
Yeah, but it's just so fun.
It is so fun. It's so fun. We should do a drunk show one of these days.
Oh, God.
Do you got some Muzaks?
Babes.
I got some Muzaks.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of it. I found this guy, Liam Bailey. This is a song called Zero Grace that I liked a lot. No, the record's called Zero Grace. These signs in the dark times, let me go from it's a cool life. Quick look then, and leave you for dead. Yeah. Sounds and my clatter, what's up this gang? Can't keep on warring with them. And I look to you, and I realize can't keep on dealing with them. That's Liam Bailey, song called Holding On. The new album is called Zero Grace. The whole thing's really good. Go check it out.
It's very Wells.
Yeah, it's good. What do you got?
I don't really have anything, I don't think.
Okay, I got a couple more. I can just maybe give them shout outs. The new Vampire Weekend song, Capricorn. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's very good. MGMT seems like they've come back to life.
Wow.
Really good song. You know, I'll play it. It's called Nothing Changes. I was digging on it. Kind of like old school MGMT. Like we need that back in our lives.
Falling through the Pleiades Strait into a cloud, wishing all the stars could save me, and I feel strange like.
MGMT, Nothing Changes. I like that. Love that band. Okay. We can go out on this one. Blitz and Trapper's got a new record called Hello Hallelujah that I liked a lot.
All right.
Love me some Blitz and Trapper, so we'll just do that. What do you got going on?
Not sure if you saw, but your girl's playing Stagecoach just got announced today.
Nah, I did not see. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Maybe this is the year that I need to go to... When is that?
That'll be super fun. It's the last weekend of April.
Oof, that's going to be tough. Can you get me tickets? Can you get me
what,
VIP?
What, do you have golf? Yeah, is there so. Golf?
Yeah. I do you have... Can you get me artist passes?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe we could pod from there.
That'd be sickening.
Do they have a comedy tent? Maybe we can go do this live at Stagecoach.
Probably a little last minute for that, but maybe next year.
Fair enough. Yeah. Next year.
So I'm coming to LA on Thursday.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to see you on Sunday.
We're going to do a show.
And then on Monday, I'm playing in Vegas.
Fun.
Monday night in Vegas. Why not? You know?
In Nevada?
I was supposed to see you in Nevada.
Wow.
I think it's is it St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Yes.
It's also kind of spring break for people. So hopefully it's Liddy on the Monday. I don't know. If you're in Vegas, please come hang with me. Because I don't know.
Cool.
That's what I got.
All right.
I'll see you at Stagecoach, I guess.
I love it. All right, YFTs.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I got things. I just don't know if I can say it or nothing. You know. Nothing. I got nothing. Golf.
Huh.
Golf's happening.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Maria for Bachelorette.
Okay.
If you want to call us, leave us some voicemails, please do. 858-630-1856 is thy number. YFTers, we love you.
Love you guys.
And if you...
I gotta go to bed.
If you ever want to watch us, please go subscribe and follow on our YouTube channel.
Yes,
YFT
please.
Podcast. And we will see you next week, where Brandy will complain about going to some beautiful tropical location...
Nevada.
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 Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.